The Musician's Soul by James Jordan. Part 1, Setting the Stage. You must trust, believe, and love yourself. Music making is constructed of correct notes, correct rhythms, dynamics, and articulation. But the mortar of music is human trust, belief in self and others, and love of self. Love of self is immediately magnified through music to love of others. I have taught many students who possess technical gifts, yet many times there is something missing in the sound. There is a lack of humanness, a sound that is born because of selflessness and the understanding of human love through music. The often used expression, "the music has no soul," is not far from the truth and the oral reality. Soulful human beings create profound music regardless of their level of musical achievement. Such music is honest and direct and speaks in the most direct way to all that hear it. If one believes that music is self-expression, one must spend a considerable amount of time on one's self to understand and accept who one is. One must learn how to trust oneself at all times. Most musicians, however, focus on the why and how of music instead of the who. One must be able to love oneself first before that love can be shared with an ensemble or an audience through music. Knowledge and trust of self is necessary for music making to take place. An ability to just be is paramount. A person's commitment to life, his awareness of the world around him, and his understanding of the beauty of the world and his own life are the foundation of a musician's center. It is out of this center that the human impulse is channeled, which in turn influences the pulse, musical line, and color of the textures in the composer's world. Great composers compose music from their unique centers. Center is the total integration of life and soul. Inner being and outer being become one. Center and soul are synonymous. In Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's book, Creativity, the characteristics for creative individuals are listed as those having a great deal of physical energy, but are often quiet and at rest. Those who tend to be smart yet also naive. Those who have a combination of playfulness and discipline, responsibility and irresponsibility. Those who alternate between imagination and fantasy on one end and a rooted sense of reality at the other. Those who harbor opposite tendencies between extroversion and introversion. Those who are remarkably humble and proud at the same time. Those who balance masculine and feminine. Those who are rebellious and independent. Those who are passionate yet objective. Those who are open and sensitive, which can expose them to suffering and pain, yet also a great deal of enjoyment. A heightened state of awareness of the world around you, and at times a painfully acute awareness of yourself, is a curse of sorts because you're constantly thinking and reacting as a result of that newfound awareness. However, there are positives. They are things which make our lives rich and colorful and provide us with the gifts that allow us ultimately to listen to our own creative voices. Great music is made in a state of awareness. Spirituality means making up. All the mystics are unanimous in one thing: that all is well. Buddhists call a focus on the here and now mindfulness. Managers call it focus. Shakers call it their practice. And they use the motto, "Put your hands to work and your hearts to God." Spirituality is a practical thing. Truly love one another and be at peace, be at love. My rationality, my rational power of thought, is merely a part, a particular function of my nature. When, however, I believe, in either sense, my being is engaged, the totality of my nature enters into the process Indeed, this becomes possible only because the relationship of faith is a relationship of my entire being, which is from Anthony DeMello's Awareness. As artists, we are entrusted with the responsibility to probe deeper into our own spiritual selves using a number of inroads. These could include time for quiet and stillness, and one's innermost spiritual seat, the place from which all musical impulse grows and is nourished, can only be accessed through time spent with one's self. Spiritual centering in one's life is a prerequisite to music making. Spirituality in order to develop humanness within oneself and an understanding of what love is. If one can love oneself, one also respects oneself and begins to understand what it is to just be. Our faith is our spirituality. It is the quest for understanding that spirituality within each of us. It is the quest for understanding that spirituality within each of us that we cannot deny if we are to grow as artists and musicians. God is not a noun, but rather it is a verb. God is not a noun, but rather is a verb.